Welcome to Minimalish. I'm your host, Desiree, and this is a podcast about minimalism, sort of. It's a podcast about how living with less stuff and less distractions can help us focus on what's most important. So what you'll find here, of course, we will talk decluttering and living with less, but we'll also talk about the important things in life and how to approach them intentionally. We'll approach topics of motherhood, home life, relationships, work, our health, and the important things in general that fill up our days. And what you won't find here, a perfectionist version of minimalism. I'm a mom, a full-time teacher, and a podcaster, and I've found the version of minimalism that you may find on Instagram or Pinterest to be unattainable. We aren't minimalism purists here. We're simply focused on living with less in a way that's realistic to us. It's a version of minimalism I personally like to call minimal-ish. The goal is not living with less for the sake of less here, or to make sure our homes make us look like a minimalist. The goal is living with less in a realistic way so that we can have more time and space and energy to focus on what matters most. I'm so glad you're here. Let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome back to Minimalish. I am so glad you're here today, and I am excited to be talking to you solo about back to school again. Yes, we are kind of approaching the topic of back to school in general this month, and though your kids may have already went back to school, some may be going back to school in the next couple of weeks, and maybe you homeschool, or maybe you don't have kids that you send to school yet, this always just feels like a season where there's really just like a change in pace, a change in focus for many of us. So if back to school impacts your life, this episode is for you. If it doesn't, I still think that there are some things that you could probably take away from this episode in general. But back to school is here, or it's coming. This season is coming for us, whether or not we are ready for it. And for some of us, we feel probably like we're ready to jump right back into routines that we love, routines that maybe worked for us last year. Maybe we need to shift them a little bit, but we're just ready to have some structure and routine again in general. Maybe our kids are antsy and ready to go, and maybe we are too for that reason. Or maybe we are not. Maybe we're not feeling it, right? If you're a teacher, you're either in one of those camps as well. I, as a teacher, have felt reluctant to go back this year, and that's just because I have a baby. And, you know, it's just been a really good summer being able to put my full focus on my family. But regardless, back to school is coming anyways, whether we're ready or not. And there's no way to avoid it. So the summer is coming to a close, and we could spend our time wishing that wasn't the case and sulk about it, which I have done plenty of, believe me. Or we could decide to think about how can we embrace this season? How can we approach it with intention? And I did have an episode already about approaching the school year intentionally. This episode is different than that. This episode can help us approach the school year intentionally, but what we're going to talk about today is just some areas of our home and life that we can kind of hack or put a little bit of time into so that it can ease the transition. So how can we make back to school a little bit easier? How can we simplify it? What I'm going to share today are things that my family and I are focusing on to kind of make the transition smoother, and I'm sure that some of these things would help you as well. So I'm sharing these things to give you ideas, but when it comes down to it, you might have your own ideas coming out of this episode. How can we make this transition go more smoothly? I personally just started school 2 days ago back as a teacher, and my kids aren't there yet, but we've got like our teacher back to school meetings. This season of kind of like waiting for the school year to actually start has me kind of bracing myself. I don't know what this year will really feel like. You know, it's my first year with a full-time job and 2 kids. It's a different and new season. And I realized this tonight when I was putting my older daughter to bed that I have been spending a lot of time anxious about it. I've been on this kind of like low level of underlying stress this whole time, and it has caused me to not be able to be as intentional with my days as I'd like to, not choose joy as much as I'd like to, and not really just enjoy what's in front of me for the day and put my focus on where it needs to be. And I just had this thought of like, why can't I just decide to enjoy right now? Find the joy in this day, in this moment, rather than just like be in this period of this feeling of waiting for all the changes to happen and all the unknowns to become known. I can focus on what I do know, what I can enjoy, and what's right in front of me today. And so this thought's been kind of floating around in my head because I have really stressed about this school year, and feeling that way has not made me my best self, and it has not helped me like live the life I want to live because I'm just fully focused on the future all the time. And really, what is the point? I can't change things. I can't make the unknowns known before they get here. So I definitely need to do a little mindset work there. But I also realized that for me, and maybe for you too, something that helps me be able to be more present in the moment, be able to choose more joy throughout my day, is a little bit more order. And so the school year does bring order for a lot of us, but I kind of needed to get some things in order before all that started. And we are really swinging into a new routine this year. So I just needed to get a lot of things situated in my life so that I could feel that order. And hopefully, you know, that would calm some of the stress that I was feeling. And it has. I'm still doing some mindset work, but overall, just getting some areas of life, some areas of my home in check before the school year has started has helped me have a little bit more calm, be a little bit more present, and have more joyful days. It's not about figuring it all out or having all the unknowns planned or having it perfectly orderly in your home at all times. It's not about like creating this perfectly well-oiled machine that even when life picks up, everything else will run smoothly. That's not realistic for most of us. It certainly isn't for me. But when I'm trying to overcome this stress level that I've been dealing with that comes with change, chaos adds to that stress. So finding some order, finding some areas of my life that I can put a little bit more order back into and simplify a little bit, that helps. So I have just 5 areas of my home and life that I've been kind of tackling, and hopefully these will give you some ideas for your own life. Before we dive into these 5 areas that I've been giving attention to, I just want to encourage you that as we go through these, think about your own pain points and areas in your life that you might want to bring more peace to that will help you ease stress in this back to school season. Maybe you can take and run with some of the areas that I'm going to share that I've been focusing on, or maybe they will just give you an idea for your own. So the first area of life that has been a big deal for us is morning and evening routines. We needed to get these set over the summer. It was kind of more of a free-for-all than I would like to admit, but hey, I have a 4-month-old. That is my excuse for everything right now. So yeah, getting morning and evening routines back on track has been our first go-to thing. Even last year, when I was teaching and pregnant and had to get my older daughter out the door to preschool, it was not the best. I didn't have a great morning routine, so I knew I needed to change it. I just started by creating a really simple morning routine checklist of the very basic things that would help us get out the door with less chaos. So, I mean, honestly, just like get dressed, go potty, brush your teeth, make your bed, eat your food, brush your hair, and then either relax if we still have time before the day starts or out the door. So I just made this checklist and I didn't know how it was going to go over because I've got a strong-willed kid and she was in her own little routine this summer, but she loved it so much. I just started it a few days ago, and so far, every single day, she's kind of taken initiative on her own to do it. She is a huge fan. I know she's a kid who needs order, and I am not like the most ordered person. So giving this checklist to her was a simple way for her to be able to have that order. And yeah, mornings have been going a lot more smoothly. So that's great. The other day, she even asked for an evening checklist, which is funny because I had already written one out, but we do have a pretty regular bedtime routine. Not to say she doesn't fight it already. We just already have it. So I just wrote it down as a list, and I didn't even think she would like want to look at it or anything, but she asked for it. That was good as well. My husband and I are kind of working on our own evening routines to kind of wind down since we are starting back to work full time now as well. But these are areas... This is the first area that we knew we needed to kind of get in check for us, my husband and I, and our whole family. The second thing is the laundry. I had an episode on laundry in the summer, and I had Amy from House of Eilers on, and she's really great talking about laundry routines. But, I mean, we have a hard time around this house getting our laundry in check. And we don't even have that many clothes, although I will say my oldest daughter does because she gets lots of clothing gifts from her grandparents. But our clothing situation this summer was not great. We just lived our summer, and so laundry was not really our priority. And so a lot of clean clothes lived in baskets, and I felt like I was always running around the house trying to find everyone's clothes, finding clean clothes in baskets and things like that. So I am putting focus on this area of life and trying to find something that works. Personally, I'm just starting with one person's laundry each day. And if there's not enough to do a full load of laundry, then I will combine. But I hate sorting. And if it gets sorted, like, and I have to put it in multiple different rooms, it just usually doesn't get done. So I'm just trying to do one load a day, get the person's laundry moving. And the main thing is getting the clothes to the room they belong in. I don't even care if they're folded. I don't care if they are perfectly put away, but just so we know where they are instead of running around and trying to find everyone's clothes, that's the goal. Really, that goes with the morning routine, because if our laundry is everywhere, our morning routine is totally thrown off. It can feel impossible to cut out all of our stress. Back to school season can bring on stress like we've been talking about today, but a lot of things in our modern world bring stress. Work-life balance, planning a child's party, stress is there, and it goes from, you know, those maybe smaller things to even bigger and heavier things that can just put stress and weight on us. So the solution is not to avoid stress, because let's be honest, we can't fully avoid it, but rather find effective ways to manage it. Just Calm is a brand new product from Just Thrive, and it represents a revolutionary new approach to uplifting your body, mind, and soul. I really love Just Thrive probiotics. They have helped my gut so much since having to have antibiotics in the hospital with my second child. I have just had a lot of stomach issues, and taking Just Thrive spore-based probiotics have really made a difference for me. Just Calm is one of their newer products that has been clinically proven to reduce perceived stress, balance cortisol, improve sleep quality, and even encourage focus and flow. There is a gut-brain connection that is more powerful than most of us think. Your gut and your brain talk to each other and send signals all day long. So a healthy gut is critical for immune and digestive health, but also for helping us beat stress long-term. When your gut is happy and your stress is under control, you'll be able to keep calm and win the day every day. So you can get 15% off the dynamic duo of Just Thrive and Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use code MINIMALISH at checkout. That's 15% off this dynamic duo of Just Thrive and Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use code MINIMALISH at checkout. All right, let's get back to today's episode. The third thing we are focused on is food. I just do not have the capacity for elaborate dinners. Right now, I have not had that capacity all summer long, but it has been easy enough to use some meal boxes or to just make simple meals. And, you know, when I was home all day, it wasn't as big of a deal. But now that we are all going back to work or school, We don't want to spend a ton of money on food out or lunches out or breakfast or things like that. So we value eating in our home. We value eating as healthy as we can. So we are starting a food prep on Sundays. I think if food prep is one of our main focuses on the weekend, it'll go well. But that's just one of the areas of life that we are kind of trying to simplify and put a routine around as the school year starts. The fourth area of life that we are kind of simplifying around here is to declutter and systemize some high traffic areas in our home. So we already decluttered our entryway and coat and shoe closet, which my husband did. Thank you to him. The office for me is important because I work there. So I just made sure it was good to go, which it is. It's not too bad. Stuff does get thrown in here every once in a while, but for the most part, we've been keeping it a very peaceful space because it is also where my baby sometimes naps. Her crib is in here. She doesn't sleep in her crib yet, but she does nap there. The last thing, which I didn't really realize was going to be big for back to school, but once we did it, I realized that it was, and that is our bedrooms. So we really fully decluttered my daughter's bedroom about a week or two ago. And we decluttered our own bedroom, and we're just making sure like her bed is made every morning and her stuff is cleaned up because most of her toys are in there. We're trying our best to just like make it not a disaster. We are doing cleanup as part of our bedtime routine. And our room will often become a drop zone for laundry. So we are putting that laundry drop zone in a closet instead. And this is just a way to create peaceful spaces to sleep. Because as the school year comes, we need to rest. We need good sleep. We need a peaceful place to kind of retreat to at the end of the day. And I think it makes a big difference in just things that we maybe can't see, but we can feel it. That stress level is a little bit less because we have a peaceful place to sleep at the end of the day. And the last thing is something I already kind of touched on, and that's my mindset. I am really trying to work on my mindset as I'm going back to school. I've been in this rut of kind of frustration, fear, stress, of anticipating the season to be really hard. Like, I'm just expecting that this is going to be really hard. And I realized that that line of thinking, while it's maybe true, this season might be really hard. And, you know, dealing with just all these transitions, all this newness, it might not be easy. That line of thinking of just expecting it to be hard, of expecting it to feel impossible, that was not helping me. So while it's not easy to kind of just snap out of that, I mean, I am dealing with postpartum hormones and everything like that are probably adding to it. But I've been telling myself this story and I realized I'd probably be less stressed if I just thought of it as less stressful. Like, I have to drive 20 minutes for my childcare. I could think like, wow, I can't believe I have to drive 20 minutes for my childcare a few times a week. So rough, right? Or I could think about how it's a choice. That's the childcare I want to use. And it's only 20 minutes. Like, it's not that bad. That's just one kind of reframe that I am trying to make. So if I thought of all of it as less stressful, if I thought of it as like, hey, maybe this will actually go well. Maybe this could be great. Maybe this will not be as stressful as I think. Maybe I'd even be able to find more joy in what is right in front of me, which is a lot of good stuff. So having more gratitude in this season, just kind of working on my mindset, not expecting the worst, not always expecting it to be so stressful. You know, if you have a busy schedule coming up, maybe you're dreading it. Like, I don't know, whatever you're stressed about for this back to school season, is there a way that you can see what could be good about it or what is good about it? How can we think of it differently? Some of the stress could be being made worse because we're constantly thinking of it as stressful. This is me. This is why I'm saying it. I am totally doing that. Our mindset around this season can make all the difference. So maybe we're looking forward to the next break from school or our kids' busy sports season being over even before it's even begun. I found myself kind of looking forward to a change that I see in our future and feeling kind of sorry for myself on what things look like right now, and that I have to kind of juggle so much right now. And I just was kind of thinking, like, I can't wait until we get to that point. But what if we just shifted a bit, looked at things differently, lived in the present, saw the good in what is in front of us right now? It doesn't mean all that stress is going to automatically be lifted, or the season isn't going to be busier than we'd like, or it isn't going to be hard. It still could be those things. But if we think of them differently, we'll probably have a better time moving through this season, and we'll be able to be more present. We'll be able to enjoy it even if we just let ourselves. Of course, there are seasons that just are really hard, and I know there are things that some of you might be going through that it's really hard to shift your mindset on, and that is valid. You are seen, and I'm so sorry that you are going through a season that feels really hard. And I just want you to know that this is not a blanket statement that, like, all you have to do is change your mindset and the stress is going to be lifted off of you. This is something that I am, like, fighting to do so that I can make it through this season and enjoy this season instead of just, like, I don't know, be frustrated with it the whole time. So I just wanted to share that, if that's a possibility for you, if shifting your mindset could help your stress level around this season in some way, bring more peace, bring more joy to this season. Thank you so much for listening in to this episode. I hope that something that I have brought to you here, as I've shared what I'm focusing on as we begin the school year to kind of bring a little more peace to what could be a chaotic season, hope that something here you can take and run with, or it helped you kind of think of your own list as well. And no matter what this season brings, I hope you're able to find a little more peace, a little more joy, and find a little more intention in it. All right, friend, that's all for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, would you share it with a friend or share it on Instagram? I feel like I got a little vulnerable here. So thank you just for being here and for listening in and for being kind of my coffee date today, which I definitely needed. So I hope that, you know, if you are feeling the stress of this time of year, I hope hearing me vulnerably share about mine helps you in some way. And I will talk to you right back here again on the next episode.